Good evening, everybody. It's great to see all of you. My name is Drew Rollins, and I'm going to be the conference chaplain. And it's just great to see everybody. I look forward to getting to know you and to everybody getting to know everyone. I'm going to start by praying this collect that's at the top of your bulletin. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and in the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen.
Please stand to sing Jesus, Lover of My Soul.
Jesus, Lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior. Till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven, God, oh, receive my soul alive. Other refuge.
Seated. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, starting at the 38th verse. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Let me first introduce myself to you. My name is Drew Rollins, and I'm coming from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I'm the Episcopal chaplain to Louisiana State University, LSU. So I'm an Episcopal priest, and I'm just absolutely thrilled to be here with you, and I really look forward to getting to know you. My role will be to be the chaplain for the concert, and what that means is I'm going to try to make myself as available as I can to talk with anyone that wants to talk, and but more importantly, to pray with anybody that would just like someone to pray for them. Often on retreats or conferences, stuff comes up, and it might help to have somebody who would be willing to say a prayer for you. So that's why I'm here, and I've also been asked to give several very short meditations, keeping in mind the conference theme of grace for today. And so I'm going to suggest a verse from the scriptures just to sort of settle us down before our main speakers to help us, I hope, prepare to listen maybe a little more deeply to the speakers. But just as importantly, I think, to listen to what's happening in our own selves. And, of course, to listen to what God might be saying to us. So that's my subject. It's just fabulous to actually attend one of these conferences because I've only been, I think, to two previously. I've never been up to this conference in New York City. I've listened to all of the conferences on the worldwide interweb. And they just get better year after year, as you know, if you follow them. For me, though, the real beauty in actually being at the conference is not just the content of the talks, which we know is going to be excellent, but it's this wonderful combination of the relationships that we get to make through the conferences, the conversation, the prayer, the times of worship, the food, the coffee, all of that, how that all works together, and then what it prompts in us. And the way for me, the way that I sort of track that is by journaling. You don't have to write things down because some people can do everything in their head, but for me, I have to write it down or I'll lose it. And journaling may have an odd connotation for you, so you can think Ernest Hemingway's notebook if that's better. But something that you either you write it down, what's happening inside you. That's very important. And I notice for myself at conferences like this, when I listen to the speaker, there's a part of me that is very honed in to what they're saying. I'm taking notes on what they're saying. But then I'm also, there's another part of my mind that's just constantly free associating, especially tonight because my feet are not even quite on the ground yet. And that free associating is very good. I'm going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. I want to take home some insights myself about how this gospel of grace that we're going to hear about for 2 days, how that intersects with the life of Drew Rollins. So I have a sort of a selfish goal. I would really like to know how that works. And my writing helps me to apply this to my life. But there's also something that makes it hard, especially on the very first night. I find it hard to make the shift from home and work to being in conference mode or in retreat mode, because I bring all of these distractions with me. These distractions are, I'd say, unholy distractions. I'm also going to talk about holy distractions. But what I mean right now is unholy distractions, things that will keep me from hearing what God might want to say to me. So that's why I picked this classic verse, which you're familiar with, this passage from Luke's gospel where Jesus visits the home of Mary and Martha. And Mary, as you know, listens at the feet of Jesus. But Martha is distracted with much serving. Not necessarily bad things in and of themselves, ministry obligations, maybe the things that you'd be multitasking about. You can fill in the blank, but distractions. For me, it's small things that get their hooks into me. Things that I ran out of time. I left Baton Rouge and literally the church roof was leaking. We just had a thunderstorm. We haven't figured that out yet. And I said, goodbye. And, you know, all these emails that haven't been answered and calls that should have been returned, things like that. And then there's also my boat. I don't know what you think of Louisiana. That may conjure up, you know, Duck Dynasty images for you. But in fact, I was supposed to flush out the motor of my marsh boat this week. And I'm not lying, and I didn't get to it. But I'm going to have to put that aside. It's little things that'll get their hooks into me and distract me. You're probably familiar with the Screwtape letters by C.S. Lewis, and if I put it in that language, Screwtape advising the junior tempter assigned to Drew Rollins, it would go something like, "My dearest Wormwood, it makes little difference what you use to distract Drew. The trick is to get his full attention on something at home that he cannot change. The true delight comes if he travels all the way to New York City at great expense, his long-suffering wife at home with five children, to sit and listen at the feet of you-know-who. But you get him all anxious about an acolyte schedule that nobody cares about anyway. And then the real pleasure will come when you get him back home and get him fixated on things that he missed in New York because he was worried about Baton Rouge. You see the endless cycle of entertainment available to us. So Mary is anxious and distracted about many things, as perhaps you are tonight. But one thing is needful, says Jesus. One thing is needful, to sit and listen. In your notebook, you could start a list that says, someone else, later or never. Which means that you name the clutter, and when the distractions pop up, you put them in their place there, because some items probably just need to be left undone. And some will get done by somebody else that God is going to appoint while I'm here. And then some things, I need a fresh set of eyes. I need to bring a fresh set of eyes to when I return. So one thing is needful, to be here and to soak in the gospel. So the word of grace tonight is, you are here, and one thing is needful, just to be here. Just think what a blessing it is to be in New York City at the Mockingbird Conference with all these wonderful people, and to be able to hear again the gospel, to be alone some, to listen, to reflect, and to hear what God has to say to us. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to thee, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills, that we may be wholly thine, utterly dedicated unto thee. And then use us, we pray thee, as thou wilt, and always to thy glory and the welfare of thy people, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.